Okay, so I knew he was out of town yesterday, and I...
You're on.
Good morning, everyone. It is 11:09. We're at the... It's Tuesday, March 27, 2018. And it's... We have the city-county monthly update at the Board of County Commissioners Conference Room. Present, we have City Manager Aaron Kubik and Council President Valerie Lovelace, Commissioner Vice Chair Lily Morgan, and Chairman Dan DeYoung. Good morning.
Well, good morning.
How's everything with you two today?
Yes.
Living the dream.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful day.
And it's gorgeous.
Exactly. It's spring break and the sun's out. I can't
believe
it. What's wrong with this picture?
Thank you.
It is so nice. I know.
I agree with that.
Well, I'm glad you're back. I know we missed you at the last meeting, and one of the things that we had talked about is doing this monthly.
Mm-hmm.
That really, with the scope of things that are going on,
yes.
We used to do this monthly. When I first became council president, we called it a city-county admin meeting, and they did. It was before you came on board, mm-hmm. And it was the full board, the city manager, assistant city manager, council president, and the mayor. And we met monthly and talked about projects. You guys were working on projects we were working on, and the quarterly seems to be maybe too much time. And then I think because it just happened to coincide with last week's meeting in the council chambers that it was like, oh, wait, are we doing this again so quick? But we had talked about doing this more frequently, so thanks for making the time.
Yes.
I think years ago, and when I was on the city council, there's two governing bodies. It's the city council and the Board of County Commissioners. And when I brought it up, I said, well, when do the two ever get to talk in the same room and share ideas? And Laurel Sampson says, oh, we take care of all that for you. And I went, no, that is not.
That's not the point.
No. That is some things that you don't need to take care of for us. And I'm glad, you know, the quarterly deal over there where the two governing bodies actually get in the same room and have a chance to visit back and forth and just remain acquainted to one another. I think that's very valuable. Even if we don't get anything done, I think the fact that we're in the same room and make eye contact and whatnot, shake hands and pat each other on the back, and I think that's very, very valuable. But these right here are just basically not necessarily agenda building, but concerns that we each have moving forward. So do you have anything, Commissioner? You want our guests, anything you want to start out with? And then we've got a couple items here that we want to just kick around.
I don't know. There's a couple things that I have questions about. Just kind of wondering, you know, where you guys are on your transportation, those sort of things, and just some of the streets and things that are kind of going on.
Are you talking about jurisdictional exchanges and things of that sort?
Yes, that sort of thing. That's just something that I would like to keep abreast of what's going on
between
the two governing bodies.
I think that's very important because I think probably a person to have in the room would be both of our public works directors at that time because
I agree.
There are some areas like with Beacon,
mm-hmm.
you know, if we had to bring that up to full street improvements or something of that sort, it's not going to happen up there because you would be purchasing right away. You'd be doing all kinds of stuff up there. But, you know, maybe we could have a conversation of what we call an abbreviated street requirement for that, you know, realizing that it is never going to be a pedestrian throughway, then concentrate on your, what are the names of those streets that go down?
Hepley,
Hill,
Savage,
Hillcrest.
Yeah, Hepley, and those, as those being your pedestrian streets to get you down to 10th, which then would be the arterial.
Right, and I agree that that's a conversation, and I have talked with, I have actually talked a little bit with Jason, Laura, as well as your public works director,
Rob Brandes.
And he said that there have been some conversations, and so I just would like to be kind of a part of those conversations.
Yeah.
Do you want us to have that on our meeting next month as an agenda?
I mean, that's a...
Because then we can also... What's the transportation? It's not a master plan, but it is our transportation master plan.
Well, yes, and it's almost done right now. They've got an acronym that I can't remember.
I always want to say STIP, but I know that's not it.
STIP is State Transportation Improvement Projects.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's...
But maybe that's something we can put on our agenda for our meeting next month.
Yes, an update.
What's
and,
that?
A transportation update, have both our public works directors come and talk about where we're at. And so both a street exchange... You know, part of this is we keep talking about updating our UGB.
Mm-hmm.
But
agreement.
It was, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And part of that is these issues of some of those streets that have been, are completely in the city now,
mm-hmm.
but we can't give them to you until we get them up to
right
standard. What we're just talking
about. I would like an inventory. I think I would like to have an inventory from our Public Works Director as to how many of those streets there are, because Fruitdale, I think, falls into part of that. Lincoln Road.
Yes, Lincoln Road does.
Falls into that.
So what kind of visual, what kind of are you wanting to look to have?
I'd like to have an inventory of what we're talking about, you know, for instance.
How many county streets are in the city limits?
How many county streets are in the city limits, you know,
We can do that.
We need to look at improving, upgrading, or whatever, so we can make that exchange happen.
Okay.
Okay, so you guys, you know, because right now it's confusing, really confusing to the resident.
Right.
You know, when they come down Beacon, they will call the city, and you go, "Well, sorry, it's a county."
Right.
And here they become that tennis ball again.
Yeah, we'll just highlight state, county, and city, so you just have an idea of what that is.
I think that would be a really good idea. Then we could get a handle on the two governing bodies, especially we have both RV Act personnel here, because I know we're talking to JX out there of taking Lower River Road into the county.
Yes.
And we're making noise about taking Lower River Road into the county and getting enough money to redo Lincoln so we can give it to the city, if that makes sense. Does that make sense? You want that?
Well, I think that's a conversation.
Okay, you can't say. It's a
but
conversation.
But it's a conversation that we need to have, and that's a conversation
if
that Rob Brandes had mentioned.
What the idea was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I kind of got the feeling that there was things going on, and I just personally, being the person who's out there talking to those constituents up there, want to have a handle on what sort of conversations
they're having. Yeah, it's in your
having.
District.
Yes, exactly.
So I think if we can get an inventory.
And so we'd have to ask for both Public Works Directors to be there next time, just to kind of, not a full-blown presentation, but just a conversation, I think. Mm-hmm. And that conversation of those standards, but I think it would help us. We know what the Transportation Master Plan has to be updated before the UGB's agreement. That's what was waiting. So what's the timelines on those?
Yes, basically getting a timeline.
But then
I would
like those two to get their heads together to find out what would be a compromise, like, say, an abbreviated street improvement or something of that sort. You know, what would, if, you know, instead of saying, "No, by golly, Beacon's going to be bike lanes, path, pedestrian walkways, sidewalks, two turn lanes, and two traffic lanes, so it's 70 feet wide," that's not going to happen. But
right.
What would the abbreviated system look
what
like?
What are our options? What are some of the options
right.
that are there? I will also just kind of bring forth from that conversation at the last Bikeways and Walkways Committee, I was there, and Jenna, who is the representative from ODOT, I believe, was there. And there was your county planning person from Illinois Valley was there as well, discussing safe routes to school money that's going to be coming available for, and they were saying that because, of course, the transportation plan out of Salem gave more money to safe routes to school, that they're going to perhaps being opening it up summer, and that people who had things put together would be able to get the first.
We need to have projects.
Yes,
lined
and
up.
We need to have those lined up.
Well,
and I know they were
is
interesting.
Street that's not safe to wait for a school
right.
bus.
Oh, tell me
right.
about
but
it.
But I think we
and
have, we
Williams,
have.
The person on the county board was saying that they really would like to get the Williams funding from the Williams from the school to Williams to the store.
Yeah.
So they kind of have something, and we were just kind of in the meeting talking about, well, why reinvent the wheel? If we can together work together to get things together so we're first in line, you know, whatever, but that would be something
well
worth
we've utilized
pursuing.
That safe route to school money before when we were on the council. Remember up by Lincoln School, we did a pretty good side project up there with sidewalks.
Yep.
Using safe route to school money, and also down Portola. We did some more down there, sidewalk projects at St. Francis School. Another thing I think that we really need to keep an eye on, but we couldn't use that money for it, but I don't see our Merlin sidewalk project going forward at all.
That's getting controversy. That's controversial, isn't it?
I wouldn't say not at all.
We'll just kick it around right now, because I'm not saying not at all. I would like to see it go in an abbreviated fashion. Rob and I had a conversation yesterday. And if we take out the elements that they don't want out there, i.e. the bump outs, i.e. the bicycle lanes, so on and so forth, we take all of that out of there, does it qualify as an MPO project? That's my question.
Would just
sidewalks qualify as an MPO project for CMAC money? And it's not really CMAQ money, it's MPO money. Mm-hmm. And I that's a question I asked Rob. He said he's going to have to look into that.
Well,
because it was listed as a safety project, mm-hmm. which included the bump outs, the no parking, the bump outs, the crosswalks, the realignment of Pleasant Valley
into Merlin Road.
Yeah, it had all those bump out aspects to it. That's the part they
every
don't
driveway
want.
or several of the driveways they put these curb bump outs, and I said, well, you took away the visual element of, like, the one in the bottom part of the map, that first one there on the bottom.
Out here, yep. they didn't like that. This big one here, this is the old cinnamon roll factory. Okay. That big bump out took parking out all the way through there.
Wow.
This bump out around Baldini's takes all that parking out. That was one of their big issues. Okay. The other side of the street has no bump out. So if we got rid of the bump outs and got rid of the bike lane, uh-huh. and put parking back, I think we could sell it as just a sidewalk project.
Well, and I suggested they put bright yellow flashing lights at the crosswalks, because that's a little more visual, getting your attention.
I think we would be okay with that. Yeah, but here's another thing. Here's the thing that I really have struggle with is, and I told Rob, I says, I think we need to establish our notification area. We had people calling in that were testified clear up on Becklin off of Hugo Road. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but that doesn't affect you. I had a friend of mine calling, he lives on Acorn Street, screaming and hollering about what was going on down on the main highway. I said, we're not putting a sidewalk in front of your house. Mm-hmm. And he says, well, I guess not. And I said, then why are you calling me? I think we need to designate where our notification parameters are, and that is the people we'll listen to. I don't think that the person, I had a lady call me from Azalea Drive, I mean almost the Upper River Road, uh-huh. saying, what are you putting sidewalks in my town for? And I said, what are you talking about? She says, Merlin. And I said, you don't live in Merlin. You live clear the heck and gone down almost Upper River Road. Well, I have a say in it. That's my town. And I said, it's not your town. That sparked, clicked the light on. Why are we listening to all these people? But what we did, and I told, and Rob came back afterwards, and he said, well, I did this, I did that, I did this, I did that, we did this, we did that, all notification things. I said, you know what, Rob? He said, what? And I said, that over there tells me what you did isn't carrying the water. Whatever you did was inadequate. And I don't care if what they need over there is to have a poster with a thumbtack outside Ray's Food Place and outside put it in as a an insert to Baldini's menus. I don't care what it is, but we need to designate who our notification goes to, and those are the people we need to find out what they feel about it. Mm-hmm. I don't think they were adequately noticed out there. I really don't.
Well, it was in the paper, because somebody that attended saw it in the paper. Yeah, it actually went to 7 radio stations, 4 local TV stations, all the local utilities, school districts, contractors, The Courier, Ivy News, Mail Tribune, and then a postcard went to the property owners of all the adjacent properties. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, they didn't go to the tenants.
It didn't work.
Of the adjacent properties.
Yeah.
If you designated,
but who sees a postcard coming in the mail? A white piece of card is not just junk mail. They maybe don't read it. Or
exactly.
Not.
But if you took from Robertson Bridge Road to the park, and one block either direction of that sidewalk, you could hand deliver it to every person.
Or,
like
you said, post it in a poster to the places, the businesses that are going to be affected.
I mean, do whatever it was. Do you get your news from the stall at carved into the stall at Manzanita right there? I don't know where you get it. But wherever it is, we need to find out from them what works for them, and that's mm-hmm. the noticing process. Because mm-hmm. Merlin's different, and Merlin's going to be different than Williams, and Williams is going to be different than Cave Junction. We ran on that fact, Commissioner Morgan, that we've got 9 different demographics here, and they all think different.
Yeah.
And we're getting ready to go to Wolf Creek this weekend. By the way, are we registered for that parade?
You register on site.
Oh, on site. Okay, good. Mm-hmm. But we're going to that parade up there. There's a whole different county up there.
You had other things on your list.
Oh, no, this was just from the
RVAC
meeting.
I have at 12 o'clock. I just want to be mindful.
Yeah, no, mine was just that. That's one thing that I would like to see. So that's putting it off to the next agenda, really, but a discussion.
But it gives an idea of the parameters that we need to be prepared for.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. Commissioner, you had one about Seventh Street Bridge?
So it was asked if we would support renaming the Seventh Street Bridge.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. For Brady Adams.
Yes.
Wondered if there was anything with that we can do to help. Would a letter of support? Primarily it's you guys because it's in your jurisdiction, but it's also ODOT because mm-hmm. it's their state highway, which also has a county highway link, so I think we're all involved. No. Didn't know if there's was status, any progress, just thought we'd ask, is there any movement on it or any support for movement?
So I talked to Art Anderson from ODOT, and he said the best thing to do is to talk to your legislators and just have them throw that in a bill, have a legislator
okay.
champion it. So if we can get one of our local legislators to just say, yeah, let's do that, then
mm-hmm.
then it'll move forward. He said it, going through the OTC type of process to get that bridge changed would be cumbersome and
okay.
potentially not fruitful, where with Brady Adams and his past experience with the state level,
yeah,
et cetera, that it shouldn't be an issue and there shouldn't be any roadblocks. He's seen it be very successful in that way.
Is that how Dead Pops got named?
I don't know what that process was.
Okay.
But he said that he's seen it in throughout the state where just the state legislator would just throw that in. It's a very simple bill. It's like three lines and it's done.
Does that bridge have a name yet? It's just Seventh Street Bridge, isn't it?
It's just Seventh Street
yeah.
Bridge.
Yeah.
And he thinks that it is an appropriate
use
of that
yeah.
bridge for a name, and he thinks it'd be great. We just need to get a legislator to champion it.
Do you want meaning to follow up with a legislator? Do you want us to, you two?
I think that the mayor was the one that originally brought this
yeah.
to strategic planning, so I was going to see what his...
Yeah.
what he wants to do with it, and if he wants to be the one to champion that with a legislator or someone else. But I don't think it's going to be too difficult to get support for that.
I wouldn't think so.
I wouldn't think so either. So I say I will champion with the mayor as well to take the next step and say
okay.
how we get that to the legislature.
Pop
that in,
because
that would be obviously 2019. That's when they meet again, right?
I was trying to
yes.
That would
see
be great
it
when
is.
They, wouldn't it be a great thing? Well, I guess that's the Sixth Street Bridge. I was just thinking about that.
The Caveman Bridge?
Yeah, Caveman Bridge.
It would be
yeah.
nice to have one big celebration
yeah.
when they reopen
that's what
Caveman.
I'm saying, when they reopen Caveman
when they
Bridge
Caveman
and kind of
Bridge
do that
and
whole
saying, oh, by the way, you know, while we've got you all gathered here,
yeah.
let's go to unveiling of the Brady
yeah.
Adams.
Yeah.
Memorial
mm-hmm.
Bridge or whatever.
I think that would be
mm-hmm.
great, because
that
will be
great.
A great celebration, and that will be a great opportunity.
Yeah.
So if we were to get it planted, the seed now, to have that move through.
Right, because they're going to
yeah.
be another year on Caveman Bridge.
I
yes.
would
it's
I would recommend Senator Bertschinger.
Okay.
Because Brady Adams served as state senator.
Okay.
And was
name.
The Senate president.
Okay. Okay, during that time.
Yeah, his name would be more recognizable in the chambers up there, I think.
Okay.
On the Senate floor.
Well, just because he served on that side, I think
okay.
it'd be a worthy championship.
Okay. Yeah. So, okay. So I will put that, I will take that on.
Awesome.
I will.
Speaking of Herma Bertschinger, and how are you coming on your flight deck down there? The overlook in the park, Riverside Park.
Oh, the Active
oh,
Club? The pavilion?
Oh, the pavilion. We
oh,
have,
yeah.
It's out for RFP, are we,
mm-hmm.
I believe.
They settled on a design.
Yes, we settled
they did
on
settle
the design.
On design.
We
okay,
just
now
forward.
I have one question. This is the
yes.
loaded question I just started. How much money is left out of that $500,000?
Well,
I mean,
won't
you got engineering. You got engineering and everything. What do you
yeah.
what's your year to date? How much have you spent on engineering redesign?
We won't know until it's very. And all we have is estimates right now. But it's under the $500,000. Is what it's estimated.
Including all your
project.
Engineering and your drawings and your.
Yeah, I think the project total project cost, I thought when it was reported, was like at four something.
Yeah, that's what I, that's what
427,
yeah,
four or something like
say,
that.
I want to say the same thing.
Okay, it's a question I have.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
a question I have.
Yeah, because
yeah,
that was the big, it was either the 427 or was closer to the 700
yeah.
with a permanent roof.
Yeah, and that's
did
why.
Did you settle on a temporary roof?
Yes,
mm-hmm.
we did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
With a barn reddish type of cover that matches Tap Rock across the street.
Okay.
across the river.
Yeah, yeah. Keep with that Pacific Northwest theme.
Yep.
Yes. So that was, and that was, I think, a good reason why we did, is because we wanted to keep it under, as opposed to putting it off and off and off.
When you do that, when you do that cover, can you have lines stenciled in to look like metal roofing?
Because it's actually, you'd have to take a look at what it is. Is because it's more of a sail.
Oh, okay.
It is more of a sailist. Oh, okay. Yeah. So yeah. It's
okay. It's not a tent looking.
No,
it's more of an architectural
not,
looking.
It's not okay. Canvas like everybody.
It looks nice.
It looks like the Sydney.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sydney, what do you call that? Acoustical.
Sydney. Opera. Sydney Opera House. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's more like that.
A couple of things. Do you have anything else, Commissioner?
Honestly, I couldn't. I didn't. We wrote a list last week, and I
got a couple of things written down here, so maybe it'll spark your mind. South Y off ramps and the South Y and 55, 58, and South Y, those are all ODOT owned, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Last time I had a talk with Mike Baker, it's been probably a year ago now, and I said, well, when do we get Roseburg Garden Valley entrance? Mm-hmm. And the main entrance into downtown Roseburg. When does our off-ramp start to look like theirs? And like Barnett Road and everybody else's off-ramps all look really good. Our underpasses don't have dolphins and salamanders and stuff. our underpasses have graffiti, and it's tough getting people to get over here to even fix that. Mm-hmm. When's our turn? Mm-hmm. Oh, we do that anytime. All you gotta do is water it. So I think David Reeves came up with a price tag to water it, the South Y, and every month it would be $16,000 to water the South Y. So the council was not interested in going that route because we're just not going to pay for the water. I was surprised when he made this statement, but Don Miller says, I will put a pump in and supply you water to that South Y from the irrigation system because there's a ditch right across the road.
I'm not sure where that number came up from, but we've already entered
into the... I asked him if it included sewer, because I know what Dave did. He figured how many gallons and then times how many units you've got and how many units it's going to take, and there's probably a sewer charge on that, too.
We've already entered an agreement with ODOT and are watering that and the South Y, and so that's... And it's not $16,000 a month.
Well, I just...
It's a mere fraction of that.
Baker told me they will remodel that and make that all look nice if we will water it.
We're watering it, so you can tell Mike Baker that we're watering it. When's
the
remodeling
time to get on with the remodel, because it looks like garbage coming into our town.
Yep.
Exit 55 up there along the irrigation ditch, they just pull their tailings out and dump them over the side, and it's blackberries and chunks of concrete on exit 55. Why aren't we need to force whoever the entities are in there to do that, to fix that. We have a horrible looking entrances to our city, and it isn't changing because we're not saying anything. I mean, I'm taking a look at what they did at Fern Valley and whatnot. Millions upon millions upon millions upon millions of dollars. Josephine County gets nothing, and that's another reason I wanted to talk a little bit about getting out of RV Act again, because they promised us that we would have equal time. We had to cancel two meetings over here, that are Josephine County meeting, because the people from over there wouldn't drive over here. We drive over there.
Oh, yes.
But when it's our turn, they won't drive over here to where we even have a quorum. You know why? Because they don't care. Mm-hmm. If there's no quorum, you can't do any business. Mm-hmm. So we could take it back over there, and then all of a sudden they have a quorum, they do business, and all their projects get done. We don't get anything again. So I'm going to talk to Mike Montero and say, when was this reciprocal going to start? Because that was 2 years ago we were going to split off, and we haven't had a project since then. Mm-hmm. Other than their bridge project out there, that was their project, was the bridge project. So I think that we need to lean on them for our, if we're gonna make Grants Pass look more inviting. I think the city council has done a fantastic job with pressuring the motel to move and get that all split up and passing the necessary things so that In-N-Out Burger can go there. That's what I've heard people tell me. You guys got the nicest In-N-Out burger on I-5.
It was really nice.
Because it is very, very nice. It's mm-hmm. nicely done.
It mm-hmm. is.
And, they and I nice think the job. Traffic was to yes. a minimum.
Yeah,
the
yes. traffic it's condition really great.
I know,
really
it's really well. Impressed.
With and then the motel, when that gets, that's going to really look yeah. good off I-5. And then here where they come off of I-5, and here's the junkyard again. Mm-hmm. And I think we just need to get that fixed up.
We talked about seeing about, you know, putting, some kind of zone in there that it's, entryway zone or something like that. So if you have a business in there, you have to have some landscaping to kind of block view or something else like that. Or what you guys' thought would be on something like that, that creating a beautification zone as far as what's the appearance of our town from I-5 or at the entryways or as coming in. Can we work with ODOT to put a row of trees or shrubs along there to block the view of the, mm-hmm. you know, or what are the opportunities that doesn't take away visibility, doesn't increase whatever else, but it being intentional about the appearance of the entrance to our area yeah. and how do we partner with the three agencies to do that.
That was one of the things, the trees along I-5 coming down
the hill,
Merlin Hill,
mm-hmm.
they're hanging out over all those businesses and they belong to ODOT, mm-hmm. but they're hanging the wrong way. I don't care if they hang towards the freeway, but they don't, they hang out over the businesses. Mm-hmm. And we just went through a situation where we have a paper street.
And had an paper
oak,
street?
Yeah, it's called a paper street. It had an oak tree right in the middle, about this big around. And if somebody would have called and said, hey, you know, your tree, that's on county property, and I want to cut it down because it's going to fall over and hurt my fence, we'd mm-hmm. have said, no, you can't cut it down. And we're not going to cut it down. That's a paper street, don't worry about it. Well, it fell over the other day on a guy's fence. And then we heard, sorry, that's a paper street, not our problem. We went out and cut it out, by the way, in record time after we finally had a conversation about that with Public Works. And it got done. But before it happens, I think ODOT needs to have a little bit of forethought to say, you know what, we've got an issue here, and let's cut these trees out of the way and replant. Maybe that's our opportunity to replant a row of trees that would hide those businesses from the freeway, because some of them, there's a couple wrecking yards yeah. up there, and so on.
Cargo boxes.
Cargo boxes. Oh my
cargo
God.
Boxes and things of that sort. That whole thing, that whole cargo box thing, I'm working with a guy out of Los Angeles that is really, I went down there 3 weeks ago to mm-hmm. the big car show.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
There are people down there that would sponsor an automotive museum where, say, the bowling alley and all of that is in there. So. And there are car culture people that have more cars than they have places to put them. So they rotate them in and out of a museum. And we're thinking about having California money do something along that line.
That'd be amazing.
In that whole area. That would be awesome. I told him, I says, the bowling alley is an ideal spot for that. But I need you to buy the old roofing company and buy it all if you can.
Wow, that would be awesome.
So, I don't know what that'll ever come to, but, you know, people were interested.
Huh. Interesting.
So
what?
Well, if there's infrastructure that's required up there, it could be that is needed to help offset costs. It could be the renewal agency can help with that developer if that kind of development was to come in.
Right.
So we got that as a
block. That is, in the urban renewal area.
Right. And that, you know, with that going into the urban renewal, it might help. Mm-hmm. With some of those, like you say, infrastructure. It's always been a depth that when we were looking to do something with the old driving range up there, mm-hmm. anybody that penciled it out, it didn't work
mm-hmm.
because of infrastructure. Mm-hmm. And so now that if we can help with that part of it through the
right, especially if we have somebody wanting to come in, because that's exactly what it's meant for.
You're giving them the incentive to do that.
Exactly.
You're taking away that there's objections, and that objection would be fielded by the urban renewal,
right?
I think.
Well,
right.
It just opens up the
I'll mention that to him next time we have a conversation downtown.
Yeah, that'd be good.
That is, are those storage units that are going up on that one area that's completely mm-hmm. flattened right now? That's
it is.
Okay.
That won't look bad for I-5. That's a good place for storage units because they're usually clean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'll be
usually
clean.
Kept up nice and stuff like the one out there by Spectrum is really nice. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that Y out there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the trees along I-5, and I think if you want, I'll talk to Art about that. We've got to get a hold of Art on a ordinance, and I don't know, we have to pass an ordinance for panhandling on exit 61?
You do, I think.
We
did.
Yeah, we did here in the city.
Mm-hmm.
I think the county would have to.
You would have to also. Mm-hmm.
Because I've had half a dozen calls on, gee, we need something there, because, and there again, it doesn't look good.
Every time I've come off to go to
yes.
Merlin area, it's
yep.
there's been someone there, usually
yep.
with a beautiful looking dog.
Yeah, nice dog. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They did put no parking signs along Highland there, so it took all the junk cars that are not there anymore, so that's good. But I think it's just little things that we need to do along that line. If the commissioners are interested in putting that down, because it's probably that one guy that he's over by the old bank, and he's pretty well permanent. He's been there for half a dozen years, and everybody calls him by name and everything. But I think we're talking more on the off-ramp.
And ODOT's not required to do that?
On Monument? The one on Monument, that guy's pretty much a permanent fixture, but...
I'm just saying it's...
I think they'll do it, but we have to have an ordinance. County ordinance about giving money from automobiles to pedestrians. So I'll find out what the requirements are on that. Yeah. Like Roseburg does it.
Mm-hmm.
Medford does it.
Yep.
Yeah, well, we did it.
We
mm-hmm.
do it
yeah.
here, and it
yeah.
seemed to
yeah.
stop a little bit of it. So I'm going to look at that too. So South Y and off ramps.
So
you and I both need yeah. to lean on ODOT.
Yes, we do. And you were also talking about, and I just read through the Urban Area Planning Commission this week, I think, or did they just met, about the Spalding,
mm-hmm.
the asphalt plant that's going to be there for
mm-hmm.
when they do the updates on the
If they site that there, if that's where they're going to
yes.
queue out of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that it's very important that we see about making sure that they bring up, because they're coming down F Street
mm-hmm.
to and that they bring those highways back up to snuff when
mm-hmm.
they're done. That's part of the agreement in the very beginning up front.
Yeah.
So.
But they grind and shoot that. And
yes.
they didn't do that last time when we did the climbing lane.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They used that, and boy, they absolutely trampled that street half to death, and we just let it go.
Yeah.
I don't know if we did a reassessment when they were gone, but then they were gone. And so I think this one now, I don't think it'll take another battering, that there's going to be a lot of asphalt trucks between Rogue River and 55.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty long stretch, both sides, both lanes. So it's going to be a lot different than the climbing lanes. And so I think in their project, when they get all done, they need to recap those streets. Another thing I'd like to have ODOT, and we'll do this again through ODOT, is fix all the intersections along the parkway.
They're so bad.
They're just, you go in there and gosh, your car stops. You don't even put on the brake because you're in a big hole.
Oh, or even crossing the railroad tracks, this center lane on 6th Street, it knocks your coffee cup off your holder in the car.
Yeah, oh,
yeah.
It's horrible.
I had a couple of skips in my cell phone service while I was there too.
It's bad though. It's not good.
Yeah, it is. Railroad tracks.
It's almost like we should have ODOT at our next joint meeting.
Yeah.
Well, I think so.
Would you like to have that on the agenda also? See if
Let's
we can't get ODOT
Mike
and we can have some discussion with some of these issues.
Mm-hmm.
And then
because it sounds like we're talking a lot about transit.
Between now and then, we can more synergize the message we'll be giving them.
Right.
Because we'll have another month or another meeting or two.
List of things that are concerns.
And so...
And where the funding stream is going to be.
It'll be a transportation joint meeting. We'll discuss transportation with regards to ownership of streets within the city.
Mm-hmm.
And then also we'll have an ODOT rep there to hear about some of our concerns that we have with the ODOT system.
And ODOT would be here for a small discussion on the jurisdiction exchange between Lower River Road and, because part of the element, I think, I don't know whether that would be brought out, that the money would go to redoing Lincoln Road, or some of it could go towards Lincoln Road.
So we're talking about the next one next door?
April.
Or the next
April 24th.
One here?
No, next door, the actual joint meeting.
Oh. Okay.
We can do that. You want to do that at the joint meeting of the council and or this meeting here?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter to me. I was originally thinking that one, but it could be in this format too. But
I was thinking
more low-key here
for
the...
So. Yeah,
the transportation discussion.
Update.
I wasn't.
Yes.
I wasn't ready for a formal presentation on.
No.
Yeah,
okay.
I agree
with that too.
So then you'll schedule that then. Contact ODOT to have someone here to talk about.
One month from
April 24th,
this one here.
April 24th, I want to say, is when it is.
So is that what we do, just our KJO day? Our KJO is the city day?
Well, we get out of there at 10:30. I would rather pick a day when it's we could start at 10.
I have down, this is the information you gave me about our next meeting here was scheduled April 24th.
I think that, did you guys...
That's when it's scheduled, yeah.
It's 11 o'clock on April 24th.
So those are, so what schedule we're on right now is kind of the fourth Tuesday, which is always the day that we're at KJO. But I think, was there a reason why we stuck with that date when you guys tried scheduling across this hall?
Yeah, we just had to work out the date that consistently worked with everybody's schedules, and this was the one.
So it puts us at an hour because it's at 11.
Which is normally fine, I think, but if you're bringing in a third party,
yes, and
a third party, I think we're going to have a hard discussion unless we had it pretty well lined out.
If we had it lined out, and that was the one topic we discussed, an hour would probably be okay.
They're not going to be able to just say, "Yeah, we're going to do that." They're going to take it away anyway. I think that'd be our time when we make our presentation.
They're just hearing.
We can do that in an hour.
They're hearing a unified voice on these issues.
Right.
Here you go.
Okay.
And then they would get back to us. So I think an hour would be okay.
So I won't be able to be at that meeting. Because that day we're having a tabletop exercise in Jackson County with emergency management.
Yes.
And I have to...
Well, if we prepare our message, I think we're okay. Don't you think?
I just would like to have the information.
Yeah.
So that day, I mean, it might be that we see if there's a different time we can schedule just a special one for the transportation.
Could do that too.
I would like if we get all three commissioners together and the mayor also.
Yes.
On this also.
Mm-hmm. But the tabletop exercise, I need to be at that.
Yeah,
day,
you
so.
Do need to be at that, absolutely.
Okay.
Okay, we'll get back on that. We'll see what their schedule is too, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Anything else? I know that Fairgrounds is just
I was
on
say,
fire out there.
I was
going to
say.
God, are they on fire?
I was just going to say, because when I talked to Simon, that is one thing that he said that he really felt that we needed to move. And I don't know what they're having a meeting, is it tonight, or what did they just
Fair have? Board.
Fair Board.
They have it last week.
Was it last week? Okay.
They may have their, I think the, Mark Overstreet, I think, is going to have a master plan meeting tonight.
Yes, that's what it is. It's the master plan meeting tonight.
It was exciting to watch the other day. It was all seats in the House were full at the last Fair Board meeting, which it doesn't happen.
Yes.
But. They just went through project after project coming up for this year's fair and what needed to be done and stalls need to be painted. And one guy says, my people will take care of painting the stalls. And another guy, well, we're going to fix the stalls. We're going to bring in the granite, you know, to redo all the stalls for horse shows and so on and so forth. Well, so, you know, we got the granite. We can get it there and delivered, but now we got to put it in the stalls, which is a belt, conveyor belt thing that puts it into each stall so you don't have to haul it in by wheelbarrow. And he says, that's $2,500. And a guy in the audience goes, I'll take care of that. Put me down for that.
Wow.
Oh, really? He goes, yeah. He says, I'll take that. $2,500. I'm in.
That's great.
And it was just,
that's
it
great.
Went
that's
on
exciting.
Like that. You know,
yeah,
and that,
yeah.
Credit Union was going to, they were going to build for the 4-H, they're going to build like a Western Village storefronts.
Oh, cool.
For like the sheep will be in the bank. And the goats will be in the assay office and
that's
stuff.
Funny.
Think of it, these all these false fronts for a little
cool.
Western village.
Oh, cool.
And it was $25,000 and Home Depot says we'll supply all the materials. And they said and our First Community Credit Union said we'll put up the $25,000 and then Home Depot says we've got three contractors I think that'll donate their labor and we'll just get it all done.
Wow.
I mean, just it was the
that
outpouring.
Was exciting.
Once the board committed support to the fairgrounds for 10 years, and Dutch Brothers started saying, you know what, we're excited about. We talked about the front of the grandstand.
Right.
Dutch
right.
Brothers is doing a complete remodel of that.
Okay, so that's
with
it.
With a huge reader board across it, and so on. I mean, it's.
That's
it's
really
going
good.
Crazy out there.
That's really
okay.
good.
Okay, I was just going to ask and get an update. So what is the update with Dutch Brothers and the turf? I mean, is that
right now they've got the turf. We talked about that the other night, too, because of the fact that with horse racing, they can only work like 6 hours a day on the infield.
Right.
Until 4th of July when the horses are gone. But until then, they've come out with an agreement.
Okay.
You can't just take equipment and drive it across that dirt because that dirt is special dirt for the horses. Uh-huh. We tried to run stock cars out there or something or motorcycles on that track. Mm-hmm. Absolutely not. Because mm-hmm. there can't be any. If a horse were to hit a clutch lever, you break a clutch lever and it's not raked out of there, or a rock and mm-hmm. a horse breaks his hoofs there, we're responsible for that.
Okay.
So they worked a deal out.
This
weather permitting, they're going to get a lot done out there, but they've got a lot of dirt to move around out there between now and the time the turf comes down. They purchased the turf.
Okay.
$400,000 commitment. I talked to the Chris down in the assessor's office because there's some property mm-hmm. tax things that need to be, you know, if they aren't so far done, you know. Mm-hmm. And he tells me that it's they just have to show adequate movement out there, that it is a project that's not going to go, that it's not going to just die.
Okay.
I don't know if we can write something in there, the project doesn't die, that you go retroactive and you're going to pay those taxes back. I don't know that. I don't know how that works yet. Mm-hmm. I've got to sit down with Connie and find out about it. But I think, you know, they were worried about having to pay an extra year or something, and yet they weren't done or something of that sort. But I'll get to the bottom of that. But they hope to have, you know, they're moving forward on it.
So when are they thinking? And like you said, they purchased it, so it'll be down by what, beginning of summer or spring?
I'm going to guess probably more towards July, endish of July, because they really can't get in there until after horse racing season. And they've got, Robco's got it all figured out how they're going to put plates down and whatnot.
Okay, that's what I had heard.
And then they're going to put tarps out in case something falls off the truck. It's more than they're supposed to have to do, but they're doing it anyway.
Okay, so it'll be after.
That's the kind of the hitch and the get along out there. If you could just, if it was a done deal and you just say, okay, we're going to take all that dirt out of that section and we're just going to make a road through there.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just take all that dirt out, move it over here, and then we'll redo it.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't do that every day.
Right. Oh, yeah. So that does make sense. That would be after horse.
You look concerned. I've seen that look before.
No,
so.
No, I'm not. I'm good. I'm good. No.
Okay.
I've seen that. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Sure, they are.
Okay.
I'll see if I can find you in some sort of schedule from Love Abounds as to what their plans are.
Okay. Yeah.
With the going over the contract that Simon passed out, the scope of work for the redevelopment and study the master plan of the fairgrounds and the area surrounding it, it looks as though from an urban renewal standpoint, the urban renewal dollars would be very helpful for the urban renewal agency if we had a breakout, if we can get the contractor to break out the proposed cost and scope of only of the evaluation of the highest and best use of eligible redevelopment properties. So if there's a section in there this would be the cost of the study that deals with highest and best use redevelopment, and then if
okay.
that would be helpful.
Okay.
And then the other part would be we could also at this point at this point, with the fairgrounds staying the way it is, the Urban Renewal Agency would be able to, it looks like, pay for the area surrounding what you encompass as the fairgrounds, but not the fairgrounds portion of it. Yeah. So unless the Board of Commissioners were willing to say, after 10 years, we're going to look at redeveloping the fairgrounds and potentially whatever the highest and best use may be, which would be maybe moving them, then the Urban Renewal Agency could potentially pay for more. But if not, then what the Urban Renewal Agency could pay for is the area surrounding the fairgrounds for highest and best use.
I think that's where we, as first step, I would think that.
So
this thing can be phased because we've got a 10 and 2 5s with Love Abounds. 10 and then 2 5-year renewals after that.
Is that all?
I think it's the 10.
I thought it was up to 30, but okay, I don't know. I don't remember exactly.
So anyway, scope,
well, and some of the things we're talking about, that where the partnership comes in, is what would it look like for economic development if there was maybe 100-space RV park in the back?
Mm-hmm.
There's a 35 space in there right now, but what would that expansion to 100 be next to the public works, that if that potentially went to a convention center?
Mm-hmm.
You had an idea there's a piece of property, well, I didn't
care. Blair McIntyre's property down there at the end's for sale for $600.
That'd be a good addition.
Oh, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
But,
it would be a really good addition.
Just as far as normally more than one hotel going near the an area of a convention center. You have a primary, there's overflow across the street.
Definitely.
Somebody had mentioned off a Union, that some property over there that would potentially be a good
Charles
lodging.
Property there, Union
yes.
to the highway to Ring Gap.
Yes.
Oh,
wonderful piece.
Wonderful piece of property for a motel.
Totally.
That would mm-hmm. accentuate the convention center over along the river.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to eventually see us buy those 5 homes along the river mm-hmm. from Blair McIntyre's to Ringette
that road.
And just have that whole piece along there. Excuse me.
So I would say that we can find out which portions are highest and best use for redevelopment so we can see what that portion would be, the scope and the cost.
That would be wonderful.
And see where exactly is the boundary of what's eligible or not so that
Perfect.
We can focus on that. For
That'd
the
be
partnership.
Great. That'd be great. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner, for putting those words so eloquently.
No, that was really good.
Nice job. And rated me in. Thank you.
Yeah, that's great. My understanding is OLCC is going to be proposing in upcoming legislation some changes to provide for harvest notification. Have you heard about that yet?
No.
To what?
So what I've got right now is that they're looking at, OLCC is looking at some rulemaking changes. Harvest notification, they're looking at adopting something that states that staff has identified harvest as an opportunity for diversion and is seeking to adopt a notification requirement for outdoor growers. This would require outdoor growers to notify the commission of 5 harvest dates 72 hours before the first planned harvest date. And this notification will allow for county
inventory.
Enforcement to be present to watch the harvest. And
county enforcement that we don't have.
Yeah, enforcement staff ample opportunity to monitor harvest and ensure compliance with pertinent laws and rules. The money behind that, but anyway, that's something that they're looking at.
Well, that does sound like a good idea. I mean, I'm not arguing with that.
Anyway, I just that, and I'm going to hear more about it. I'm on the policy committee for general government for this state through LOC. So this is one of the things we'll be talking about. So.
Okay. And that is coming up.
This would be an ideal
soon.
Opportunity for you to
step into the fray.
Introduce the Southern Area Marijuana. I'm not done with that.
Oh, neither am I. Trust me, Scott Winkles, the LOC legislative person, knows my name well in supporting that, and we had a conversation about, I think, my displeasure when he offered that temporary Band-Aid that they have currently right now.
Right.
Joke. I told
yes.
him that this morning, but that's okay.
Yes, and I...
Was it nice?
I relayed
that
information. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's
what you
want to
do, is run
yeah.
run permanent, run, fix a permanent problem with the temporary solution.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
But anyway, okay, that's good. You had, Commissioner Morgan, you have a new one?
I do, it's here though, so...
Okay, all right. So
that's all I had,
which is
those items.
Okay.
Valerie, how are you setting? Are you okay?
I am. I think my biggest part was the transportation.
So then our next meeting, we want that transportation meeting, next meeting for an hour?
I can't be
here
April 24th.
Okay.
So thought we were going to look at maybe seeing if
we
could find a
date
for a special meeting.
But we'll go just an hour meeting should be sufficient.
Why don't we have it sometime after the 24th and so we can meet again and talk a little bit more about formulating what our key points are on the 24th. And then we'll have it sometime after that.
Okay. Just realize I won't be there because I'll be on my way to the tabletop
fine.
Exercise.
Okay, great. Sounds good. Everybody all set?
Yeah.
And
okay.
we'll follow
good.
Up with you on, we'll have an update on the fairgrounds options for
and
you
I,
as soon as possible.
Great, thank you.
We also, just one last thing, we're going to be approaching our prevention about doing a DUI campaign as far as advertising in taxis or posting taxi
mm-hmm.
company information in various locations that serve alcohol as far as it's still our number one. Even though there was a 12% rise in last 30-day use of our youth in marijuana,
mm-hmm.
so the last 9 years since our new prevention manager has been on board, each year we've seen a decrease in the last 30-day, they've really focused on that.
So
our test
is coming down.
It was for the last 9 years was coming down.
Okay.
Our test results this year just came up 12%.
Okay.
So our survey. So this year, for the first time in 9 years, it went up with last
30-day marijuana use. Okay. But alcohol still remains the number one drug of choice for our youth.
Okay.
It obviously it has an impact in the safety in our community, mm-hmm. and so we will be focusing on an education outreach with that. So just want to give you a heads up.
Excellent.
Okay. So when is that?
You can
I don't know.
Okay.
We just, it came out of our meeting Thursday, okay. and I'm going to follow up with the prevention.
If you like, I can give you a picture of before and after my 56 Chevy. I take young people into my shop and they say, holy cow, what happened there? And I said, I have one statement, don't drink and drive. They go, what? And I said, that's what drinking and driving does right there.
Yeah.
Were you hurt? Yes. Anyway, let's, so we are adjourned at 11:59.
Good.